Billie Holiday saying, them that's got shall get, them that's not shall lose. So the Bible says, and it still is new. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God, I wrote this poem for the child that's got no choice but to get his own. The child who was thrown from society, disowned by his own mind. The moment the light left his eyes, they no longer shine with innocence. Incidents have left him forgetting he was a child, leading us to no longer see him as such. Instead, we see vagrant, junkie, beggar, alcoholic, another fly we have to shoo off because we can't afford to pay him no mind. And no, we will not spare a dime to a crackhead. In fact, there's no way adding to his addiction can be helping him, right? I mean, him lacking his crack at this moment is only making him better at kicking his habit. Am I right? Actually, no.
No.
Who am I to tell someone I know what's good for him better than he does? Who are we to judge? If you've never had an addiction, I don't expect you to get that. It's not a choice. It's a mental condition. Nobody just gets up one day and decides, hey, I'm gonna be an addict. It doesn't make any sense if you really think about it. And this should not be news to anyone since we all have our addictions. It's just for each person, it's different. So if you are given the opportunity to help somebody hurt a little less, why not take it? Sure, you won't be able to heal them, but leave that for time and God to deal with. I wrote this poem for the children who reside in the downtown east side of Vancouver, also known as Skid Row, where people are known to go to die, where people forget that they were once someone's child and that they still are. But who are you to blame them? I mean, maybe they don't want to remember, because perhaps their past wasn't as pleasant as yours, resulting in a present not so resilient like yours. Maybe that's why some folks be high out of their minds all the damn time, trying to escape into a reality unreachable by memories. But when the past comes creeping back, we'll take a hit of whatever fix we can find. So the next time you see someone take a step out their mind, just think of them as a book on vacation. 'Cause this part of town is like that section in the library full of stories that people neglect to read. Here, the concept of content is often forgotten because books are far too often evaluated on how enlightening they look. And we tend not to invest in tattered things. But the next time you stop by, don't skip over this section. East Hastings, from Canby Street to Clark Drive, don't hesitate to take some time. Pick up a book, dust it off, and allow yourself to become familiar with the story inside.
Let go of shame.